The Up North Podcast is an independent production and has a joint sales agreement with Devil Radio. Enjoy.
Hey folks, let's spend some time with friends up north. Pat Kreitlow of Up North News is on Lake Wissota. Kristen Bry of Asgos, Wisconsin is along Lake Michigan. And up on Lake Minocqua is Kirk Bankstead of the Minocqua Brewing Company. Wherever you are, welcome, because you're up north.
Well, hey there. Welcome to the cabin. You've made it up north. Nice to have you here. I'm Pat Kreitlow, Managing Editor of Up North News, WI.com.
I'm Kristen Bry, creator of Asgos, Wisconsin.
And I'm Kirk Bankstead of the Minocqua Brewing Company.
We join you live every Wednesday evening at 7 on Devil Radio News Talk 92.7 and play it back over the weekend. We post at upnorthpodcast.com. Our email address is info@upnorthpodcast.com. We have two guests this hour that we're planning to bring to you, both on the subject of PFAS or forever chemicals and what the legislature is not doing about it. We will have City Administrator Zach Vruwink of the City of City Administrator of Rhinelander and Doug Oitzinger. Kirk, have you talked to
that's
him?
That's it.
Doug Oitzinger is the former mayor of the city of Marinette, current city alder there, a founding member of Save Our Water, or SOH2O, a citizen action group on PFAS contamination from the Tyco JCI contamination spill in the Marinette and Peshtigo area. So if you have been hearing about forever chemicals and PFAS all the time and wanted to know what is this really about and why are a couple of these communities up north affected along with other parts of the state, you know, French Highland over by La Crosse and elsewhere, you'll want to hear from our guests that we have coming up later in this hour. But first, I forgot to cue up a breaking news sounder, but breaking news within the past hour from Politico, the national political magazine, and the West Wing Playbook, which bills itself as the power players, the latest policy developments, and intriguing whispers percolating inside the West Wing of the White House. The headline, Ladies Night at Kamala's. And it says, it begins with, Senator Tammy Baldwin was ready to party. The low-key Wisconsin Democrat didn't arrive empty-handed at the Naval Observatory on Tuesday evening for Vice President Kamala Harris's dinner party with women senators. She brought beer, and not just any beer, Kamala-themed nearly 10% alcohol content beer. Baldwin brought Harris a four-pack of Kamala from Wisconsin's Minocqua Brewing Company. The beer pays homage to Harris, featuring an image of her in the can. It's the strongest beer we could make, 9.7% alcohol by volume imperial. We prefer Vice Presidential Stout, the brewery boasts on its website. Kirk, you made Politico. You hit the big time.
I know, and so... it's been blowing up my phone. Like, people are texting me that link, and Tammy, Senator Baldwin also posted an Instagram of her with Vice President Harris, and gave me a shout out too. So it's kind of been a wild last hour for me. I'm really excited, and it's just proud of everything.
Kristen, so how great is this? I mean, look at this. We know a celebrity now. I mean,
I know.
I've been on TV and politics.
Only a matter of time until she drank the beer named after her.
I know.
But I wonder how drunk she got off of it. So when I drink your beer, at least that beer specifically,
well, again,
not sober.
Come on. 9.7%. I mean, Kirk.
Yeah, it's a boozy beast.
You went for the strong woman, didn't you?
Well, yeah. I mean, well, of course. She is a strong woman. You got to give her a strong beer. Yeah, this gets you hammered after one.
Okay, careful there. We will hear more. We will hear more adventures of the Minocqua Brewing Company a little later on in the program. But that just came over. We had to share that. There you are in the political playbook. So before we get to that and to all the other headlines, Kirk, you've had some emancipation inoculations, or was it inoculation? See, out of sight, out of mind. But those are behind you. But that didn't stop you from going to parties. You are our resident party crasher. So where'd you go? This time it was related to the radio station, I understand.
Yeah. So we're on Devil Radio right now. For everybody listening, on the podcast, we do it live on Wednesdays, and Dom's become a good Crute's become a good friend. He's really
not Dom. Know. No, Dom's not a good friend. Crute.
Screw yeah, Dom. Yeah, I mean, exactly. I don't care about him at all. But Crute has become a good friend, and he's really helped us by kind of getting this podcast out. And I'm down in Madison quite a bit selling beer. So I came to his party yesterday, and he had a really great show. It was kind of for a lot of his sponsors, but also kind of it was a gathering of the kind of the who's who of Democratic politics. So it was really great to see a lot of, you know, folks running for Senate. You know, Chris Larson was there. Sarah Godlewski was there. People that have been in, I haven't been in Wisconsin politics very long at all. So I don't even, I know who these people are, but I don't really know them. Like Scott Ross is, has made lots of waves in life. And then
Scott Ross is the only one at that party that would talk more than you and louder than you. So, I mean, I have to feel like you guys, there was a kinship there immediately.
Yeah. It was just, it was good to celebrate what this radio station does for not only Madison, but for the state of Wisconsin. I mean, to my knowledge, it's the only progressive talk radio station in the state where we've got a gazillion conservative talk radio stations. And so what a wonderful thing he's done for our state. And I really hope it continues in its success.
Well, I'm glad that went well. I mean, contrast that to Kristen, who, spent some time on the farm this week and almost came this close reportedly to stealing a calf.
I did. I mean, I don't know where I would put it once it got bigger
than dog size, when you can no longer pass it off as a lab. Sure. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Cause I would say the premature calf, who I think was born 6 weeks early, and they still don't know if she's going to survive, but they did name her Tiny Tim. Cause what else do you name
sure. A
premature calf? Being that early. And I think she was 2 weeks old when I met her. She was the size of a big dog. And so the fact that that's as little as they get, probably could not fit in my 2-bedroom apartment. But the farm itself was amazing. Carrie Mess, also known as Dairy Carrie on all social medias, is awesome. And her story is really interesting because she was not raised on a farm. She went to La Follette. She's from Madison, and happened to marry a guy who also did not think that he was raised on a farm, but he did not think that he was going to be the sibling to take over the farm. And yet here they are. And she's been working on the farm for 13 years. He's, I think, joined her shortly after. They have like 100 cows, 300 acres, got there for the afternoon chores, which, knowing that they have to do that 2 to 3 times a day, was like, I'm good. I don't need to do this regularly, but I'm happy that I did it once.
Well, good. I mean, and of course you found the farmer that's on social media, because that's where they go. My brother-in-law, who took over the family farm, my wife was the oldest of six. You know, they milked cows, you know, every morning before getting on the school bus. And and Farmer Bill, her brother, who took over, has famously never gone on social media, says he never will, is a very soft-spoken farmer who says, if you want to know what I'm thinking, you can ask me. And so I'm glad that you found that more farmers are getting involved in social media, showing off what they're doing. It's for June Dairy Month, a little feature that she's putting together for Up North News that you'll find over at Up North News WI on social media. And I loved seeing the shot list, all the camera shots that were taken afterwards, because Kristen, you probably remember some of them better than I do, but I believe it was cow standing in pen, cow sucking on Kristen's fingers, cow nuzzling another cow.
I got a lot of cow shots. And so, no, but I would say, you know, we got some of the milking parlor, but it's a lot of cows. They're all in their own pens, whether it's the calves who are separated. Then they get socialized with about three other calves or three other heifers. Then the ones who are in a breeding age are in a different stall. Then the ones who are actually pregnant are over here. And then the ones who've actually, I learned this week, which I guess probably should have been common knowledge in Wisconsin, but it's a heifer until they have their first baby, and then it's a cow. So it's a calf, then a heifer, then a cow. And so I did not know that.
I love hearing this. This is great. I can't wait to see the report. And really the whole point of doing this was to give people more of an appreciation for what Wisconsin farmers do during this June Dairy Month. And I'm sure that you have that now, Kristen, more so than you did already. Without a doubt. And then finally, you went, going from the farm to the big city, first time at the Fiserv, I understand. Did you bring any help to the Bucks?
Brought some luck. We did win on Sunday, which was not what I can say about last night. But another thing off the adult list to do moving back to Wisconsin, because since I left at 16, I had been at the Bradley Center, but I had never been to the Fiserv. And so I got to go for the first time and see the Bucks win and tie up the series on Sunday, only for them to go back to 3-2 last night on my television in my living room.
Bucks and seven. That's the new cheer. Bucks and seven.
Yeah, I've seen that. We have to retire Bucks and six. It's cursed. Mm-hmm. So fingers crossed for the next two games.
So just to chime in here. So, you've met my girlfriend, Sarah, Kristen. She's from New York, and so she's a huge Nets fan. She can't get tickets in Brooklyn, so we found tickets yesterday. So we're going tomorrow to the game.
Great!
Wow.
I hope I can bring good luck. I don't.
It'll probably be mobbed, but if you guys get here early enough, let me know, and we'll try to meet up before you get into the arena.
And I just hope this isn't a deal breaker in the whole relationship status. So tune in next week to find out what Kirk lists as his relationship status on Facebook and other social media. We'll be back to talk more about PFAS and keeping Wisconsin water clean in just a bit. You're up north. If I die tomorrow, the kind of song with that.